Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we interview business owners, CEOs, marketing people, whoever else I feel like. It is 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Question number one, a few sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
Sure, Roderick Jefferson. I'm the VP of Field Enablement at Netskope. A little about my background. I'm a salesperson. Started as a BDR, AE, got promoted, did the whole President's Club, and then quickly realized when I got promoted to sales leader and turned it down, it was because I absolutely loved the process of selling rather than taking down big deals. And I've been doing that for the last 25 years, some of the coolest companies on the planet.
Love it, Roger. Question number two, what advice are we sharing? Go.
No, my advice is how we get salespeople more productive, more efficient, and how we get them to start having conversations instead of giving presentations.
Perfect. So how do we go about that?
First of all, I believe that it starts with the fact that you train animals and you enable people. So we enable them to have these business-focused conversations around not just the pain points, but it's really about understanding a customer's pain, then diagnosing it. Sometimes it's Advil, sometimes it's Vicodin, sometimes it's an extraction or an amputation. Once you've gotten that, that's only step one. Step two of that is make sure that everything you're doing is personal. And so there's one question that I realize is left out all the time that really slows down the closing of sales and also the maturation of sales. That question goes like this. So Mr. and Mrs. Customer, we've talked about the pains. I understand how this will impact the company, but what will this do for you personally? Will it get you a bigger seat at the table? Will it get you a promotion? Or in some cases, will it get you out of the doghouse?
Oh, I like that here because I haven't used that. I haven't used the personal thing. And I like that little tip there.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would. And it's about the productivity comes from this. And I want to talk to the CEOs. I want to talk to the executives. And I also want to talk to sales leaders for a moment. Mm-hmm. I start every conversation with a single 3-part question. And it goes this way. Do you want me to listen? Do you want me to fix? Or do you want me to coach? Because it does 2 things. One, it tells us as leaders and executives what ears to put on. We're natural fixers, but sometimes that's not what's required. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, it tells the other individual in the conversation, this conversation is all about you. Now you've got their attention and you've got their ears and you've got a true conversation that's bilateral that generally, if you do it right, will turn out to be mutually equitable.
No, I love that concept there. Basically tell them, what do you want from me? Instead of
absolutely.
Just, you know, I know what I want from you. No, it's what do you want from me? And go from that point there.
Absolutely. It changes the entire tone and tenor of a conversation.
It really, really does. So you gave 2 great tips. I love it. Let's get to question number 3. It is time for shout outs. Roderick, who are you shouting out?
So I want to start with one of my business partners, Ed Ross. He's the CEO of Michigan and Manchester. Then I want to go over to Gerhard Schwattner, who runs Selling Power Magazine. Anita Nielsen, who runs LDK Advisory Services. Donna Weber, who runs Springboard. And finally, my guy, my number one go-to and one of my mentors, John Barros, the trainer to the stars.
Yeah, I'm familiar with John Barros there. Look, perfect there. Let's get to question number 4, the final fun question. Tell me about your first sale.
It was an absolute nightmare. And I do mean a hot mess. And it was probably the biggest learning experience I've had. So I was at AT&T and we were selling dial tone at the time. I was brand spanking new coming out of college. I had been in a BDR. So I knew what I was doing internally on the phone. This was really the first time that I'd stepped out as an outside salesperson and was completely unprepared. I went in the same mindset as I had as an internal BDR, that is discovery and qualification, understand their needs, all the things that we do as sales folks, but I never had to provide the solutions before.
Right.
So this time I got in and it was, okay, you understand what we're doing. What would you recommend? And I literally froze like a deer in headlights. Fortunately, I had my sales leader with me who took the ball and ran. And at the end of it, it was, you know, an apology. I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared. This will never happen again. And the best thing that came out of that was the answer that the prospect gave me that completely calmed my nerves for everything going forward. And he said something as simple as, we all had to be new and it was our first time doing something at some point in our life. You've learned from this and I guarantee you, you'll never have this kind of experience again.
Love it there. Love it there. Yeah. Usually as salespeople, we always remember those like really painful sales and realize we're going to do that again.
Absolutely. But as my mom used to say, you either learn how to or how not to. Either way, you learn.
Exactly there. So you've got 3 minutes and 18 seconds left. So you can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want. Or since the best known one to be concise and one to end, we end early. Go for it.
So I want to talk about the book that I just released, a book called Sales Enablement 3.0, The Blueprint to Sales Enablement Excellence. The premise of the book is that we're no longer enabling folks the way you used to. And what I mean is you train animals, you enable people. This is truly about how do we get folks more productive, but it's not just about sales enablement. It's really about how do you communicate, how do you collaborate, and how do you orchestrate across your entire organization to make sure that one, everyone is on the same page. Secondly, we're all moving in the same direction and that you have one conductor, and it's generally sales enablement, that takes all the noise that's going on in all the other lines of business, taps the stand as the conductor of the orchestra, and turns everything into a beautiful sheet of music. If you want to find the book, again, it is Sales Enablement 3.0, The Blueprint to Sales Enablement Excellence. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. Everywhere you buy your books, it's available and waiting for you. I'd love to get your feedback and your thoughts.
Love it. Love it there. You've got 2 minutes and 5 seconds left. Is there anything else you want to add, or we can end early? And Roderick, that's completely okay.
All right. How about this? Let's connect on social for those that are playing in that world. You can find me all over. You can find me at Roderick_J_associates on Instagram. You can find me at Roderick Jefferson on LinkedIn, at The Voice of Rod on Twitter, and also on Facebook. And finally, you can find me on my YouTube channel at Roderick Jefferson and Associates with the ampersand, not the word and.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Roderick, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob. Is there any other answer?
There is no other answer. Love it there. What's your website? Say it real quick.
Netscope.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Roderick, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
My absolute honor and pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you, like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up. Oh, I got a bad cough there. Ring the bell. You all know what to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.